Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 54. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 35. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny with a high of 67 on Wednesday. South winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A chance for some rain showers over Wednesday night. Cloudy with a low of 37. South winds gusting up to 35. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 19.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend for Dodge City as Boot Hill Casino and Resort officially opened up their DraftKings Sportsbook, where individuals can walk in and start their sports gambling going into the March Madness tournaments.
It's a great opportunity for us out here in Dodge City to drive tourism and the items that the Kansas Expanded Lottery Act were supposed to drive.
That's Chris Reedy, the VP of Butler National Corporation on KWCH News. Mike Gallick Jr., DraftKings podcast host, also said that it would be great for the area as more individuals are paying attention to the details of sports.
This gives, I think, smart sports fans, which there are so many of them now, even more added ways to get excited about it, to feel like they can take their knowledge and apply it in a way that might make them a little money, but also just gives them a little added rooting interest.
And community members say they're enjoying it so far.
Because we can look at the different, the basketball and the football games and the baseball games and look and see what's going on.
Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Wednesday.
A Kansas inmate has challenged the Kansas Supreme Court regarding the number of years that he's supposed to be incarcerated, saying in Wyandotte County District Court that his sentencing was wrong compared to his sentencing journal entries that he's made. WIBW reports that the Kansas Supreme Court did confirm that in the case of the state via Nathaniel Turner III, he is set to serve a combined sentence of 80 years to life in prison. Turner had pleaded no contest back in 1992 to multiple felonies in three separate cases, and throughout his years of conviction, court documents show that he had unsuccessfully challenged his sentence in multiple different ways. The courts did confirm that there was no mathematical or clerical error in Turner's sentence. He will continue to serve the sentence for two 1991 robberies, an aggravated burglary, two aggravated robberies, aggravated sodomy, and rape. In other news, a Denver resident has been hospitalized in Salina after his semi-truck ended up crashing into a field near Solomon, Kansas. WIBW reports the event happened on Saturday afternoon when the semi ended up crossing the highway going into the field and hitting a Kansas Department of Transportation fence.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the University of Nebraska at Lincoln has released their latest economic indicators for the state of Nebraska, with the leading economic indicator rising for the month of January, according to the latest report. As they say, the economy rose by 1.29%. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the indicator, it is designed to predict economic activity for the next 6 months. And Professor Carl Nielsen of Economics and the Director of Bureau of Business Research, along with Dr. Eric Thompson, said that the leading indicator had been relatively mixed over the last few months, but is now on the rise, as they say the pattern suggests slow growth for the state economy during the first half of 2023. The indicator looks at six separate components, including business expectations for the private sector, along with building permits for single-family homes, airline passenger counts, and initial claims for unemployment insurance, along with the value of the U.S. dollar and manufacturing hours. And according to the study, they say most of the components improved during the month of January. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A special election in Marshall County has been set for Tuesday, April 25th, to decide if the county should enter into a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million toward construction of a new jail facility. A $12 million complex is planned east of Marysville, north of Subway, and was challenged by a resident petition submitted in October with 500 signatures confirmed, exceeding the 394 required to move forward with a vote. Commissioners have been encouraged to host town hall meetings to outline the project, with just a single public meeting held previously as plans moved forward for a new jail. An initial town hall is planned Tuesday, March 21st at Landall Lanes in Marysville at 7 p.m. Two others are tentatively planned March 28th and April 4th at locations to be determined in Blue Rapids and the Beatty-Axtell area. Early voting would begin April 5th, with the special countywide election planned Tuesday, April 25th. A unanimous vote was passed to publish the resolution next week. Plans for a new health department building were to go before Marysville Planning and Zoning Committee last week. Twin Valley sought and received commitment for a letter of support for a grant toward construction of a splash park on property that organization owns in Beatty. Washington County Road and Bridge Supervisor Justin Novak quit last week after serving the post since 2015, and interim supervisor may be contracted until a new hire is completed. Commissioners discussed damage to the county blacktop north of Washington, which has seen considerable additional truck traffic during the oil cleanup efforts, which continue. A TC Energy official is set to face questions from lawmakers Tuesday during a joint meeting of two House committees of the Kansas legislature, that following the December 7th oil spill of the Keystone Pipeline in Washington County. A public hearing was held at the Jefferson County, Nebraska Planning and Zoning Commission meeting last Thursday after outlining changes to make recommendations on wind energy regulations. A recommendation will be considered by Jefferson County Commissioners, who will also host a public meeting on the matter March 23rd at the 4-H building on the fairgrounds in Fairbury. USDA Farm Service Agency reminds producers that enrollment in the Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage, the ARC and PLC program, deadline is March 15th for the 2023 crop year. A Marysville man charged with murder and the death of his wife waived his right to a preliminary hearing and is set for a plea entry next month. Gerald Brown faces first-degree murder charges in the death of his wife, Jennifer Brown, at their home north of Marysville Thanksgiving Day. He is being held on $1 million bond, with the next hearing set for April 4th. Gage County authorities were dispatched to Wymore Saturday evening with a report of person or persons discharging a firearm from a vehicle in the area near 11th and G Streets around 9 p.m. Deputies investigated and, with witness and surveillance video, were able to identify suspect vehicles, two of which were stopped in Wymore with five suspects involved. 24-year-old Brittany Swearengin and 20-year-old Zaid Swearengin, both Kansas residents, were arrested on multiple charges, including open container, drugs and concealed weapon possession, use of a weapon, terroristic threats, and discharge of a weapon from a roadway. The two are being held at the Gage County Detention Center. Eric W. Pishney, age 51, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. He had cancer. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Nerman will follow at the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Eric Pishney. Bert V. Wymore, age 77, of Liberty, passed away March 10. A memorial service is planned March 21st, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Bert
Why more?
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham salad, sandwich, relish, tomato soup, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, Brussels sprouts, and pears. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Splash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Second Tuesdays are really something special. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, along with a dozen local businesses, are offering exclusive deals that you can find all day only on the second Tuesdays. And they'll be open late tonight until 6.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites all to their current exhibit, Serendipity, presented by Sarah Russell, running until March 30th at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. An artist reception will be held March 16th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. with refreshments provided. A former Marysville resident herself, Sarah has always found value in things others might discard, transforming trinkets, mannequins, and fabrics into whimsically created art. Now a house mom for the Alpha Kappa Lambda fraternity at the University of Kansas, Sarah is thrilled to share her passion for art with you. The exhibit will run until March 30th, with the center being open Sundays 2 to 3 p.m., Tuesday and Thursdays 4 to 6 p.m., and Saturdays 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Join for the artist reception and refreshments Thursday, March 16th from 5 until 6:30 p.m. at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art to recognize artist Sarah Russell. For more information, contact the Marshall County Arts Cooperative via Facebook or visit marshallcountyarts.org.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and slightly warmer today with our highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear skies and breezy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying breezy throughout Wednesday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A chance for some rain throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 50s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then rain and snow showers are likely throughout Thursday, still staying breezy with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. More rain and snow showers are possible throughout Thursday night, cloudy with the lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 25 and 30 and gusting up to 45. Some flurries early Friday morning, then mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high in this state, 82. The average low, 31, and the record low, 1 degree. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 7:33. A chilly 19 degrees. Winds are light ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 14th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full service catering, drop off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good.
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Boston, you have a Houston problem. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Monday night NBA action, the Atlantic Division leading Celtics visiting a Houston Rockets team that up until last night had just 15 wins.
Brogdon to White with 6 seconds into the hands of Tatum. Right side of the floor. He's going to go for two. Missed the layup. He missed it. It's over. And the Rockets win it.
The call on KBME, 111-109 Houston, the final. Boston's now lost five of their last eight and are now just a game ahead of Philadelphia for first in the Atlantic. Sources telling ESPN that the Grizzlies' Ja Morant checked into a Florida counseling program. No timetable for his return. Meanwhile, Memphis on the road in Dallas.
Back to Bane. Now he'll try the three. This one is pure. Ring it up. Put three on the board. It is all Grizz here.
Call on ESPN Memphis. The Grizzlies rolling to a 104-88 drubbing of the Mavs. NFL free agency officially open, and the Raiders have a new QB, Jimmy Garoppolo, inking a three-year, $67.5 million deal with Las Vegas. Is he or is he not New York bound? That is the question this morning surrounding future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. No official word yet from either the Jets or the Packers about a trade. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It comes down to two primary options for Aaron Rodgers. Either he's going to play football in New York with the Jets, or he's going to retire.
At the World Baseball Classic in Phoenix, Team USA tangling with Team Canada. White Sox hurler Lance Lynn gave up just two hits and five innings of work. Mike Trout launched a three-run home run in the first. The Americans rolled to a seven-inning, 12-1 rout over Canada. A pair of play-in games will open the NCAA men's basketball tournament today. Southeast Missouri State faces Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and Pitt takes on Mississippi State for the right to make a first-round exit. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Mow mowers, mow money. It's the Mowers Money and More giveaway from Prairie Van Casino and Resort. That means mow chances to win. Every Sunday in March, five guests can win up to $2,500 in prairie cash. And four lucky guests will cut some grass with a zero-turn John Deere mower, courtesy of Heritage Tractor. Visit prairievan.com for mow details. Prairie Van Casino.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, since it's Tuesday, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, friends, it's another report day out of Washington in the last few days, and they're going to tell us how much grain we're going to not only keep around behind the barn, but also what we're going to produce. And they've got all kinds of people back there that can tell us a lot of things. And the boys on the Board of Trade that set our prices on the farm, they look at this stuff as it's unbelievable how they follow these reports and make the prices go alongside them. Well, let's take a look at what they're talking about. First of all, on the grain side, the supply-demand report came out showing very little change. In fact, the biggest change was in soybeans because they lowered the amount of soybeans that we're going to have left over at the end of the year. It left wheat pretty much unchanged, lowered it some, but it didn't help the wheat market much. The soybean market was helped a little bit by this report that came out. And corn, they're a little worried about corn. So it was up just a little bit, and they didn't quote prices for grain this time around, but they did for livestock, which was rather interesting. There was a cattle report involved in this outlook program as well. And compared to last month, folks, they're looking at this cattle market to be pretty good. Futures markets are up. Everybody's talking about the number of cows that we've slaughtered in the last 12 months. We know that's been terribly high, and we've got less numbers out there. In the meantime, compared to last month, the first quarter steer prices, USDA is predicting to be up $3, averaging $1.61. Second quarter up $4, averaging $1.63. These are fat cattle. Prices up $2 from last month, $1.59 for an average. And fourth quarter up $2, $1.64. And holding steady to strong from where we are today. So, folks, that's kind of the outlook from Washington. Stay tuned. Next time around, we might have an outlook from here.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, is building a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 15th, starting at 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, consisting of 20 choice calf-fed vaccinated Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have fancy calves by side. There'll be 150 reputation black first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 75-day-old calves by side. At approximately 12:15 p.m., Klein Cattle Company will be selling 20 18 to 20-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. They'll be ready for heavy service. They'll also be selling 13 fancy fall-bred first calf heifers. They're AI bred for September 1 calves. Other bulls offered will be Red Angus, Angus, and Hereford bulls. Other fall heifers include 13 Sim-Angus heifers bred to Angus bulls for August calving. There'll be 60 black cows, 6 to 8 years old. They'll have 350 to 450-pound fall calves beside. There'll be 80 black and black-white-facing red cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus bulls for fall calves. They'll have 125 black and red cows, 3 to 8 years old, with 30 to 60-day-old spring calves by side. plus 90 home-raised Angus replacement heifers that weigh 7 to 750 pounds. For more information, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
There are many factors when it comes to making breeding decisions, and one that is often forgotten is temperament. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Sandy Johnson, K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist, gives insight on cattle temperaments and how they play a role in reproduction and selections.
One of the things that change when we're stressed or an animal is stressed is cortisol. We can group animals based on temperament and, you know, see this difference. If they're kind of calm, they have a low cortisol. If they're nervous type, they have high cortisol. And from a standpoint of reproduction, then we can understand that if we start dumping a lot of cortisol in the system, that is influencing a number of metabolic processes as well as hormonal processes. And so, you know, essentially that's throwing a bugaboo in the normal process. And so what we see is that indeed there is some difference in fertility based on temperament.
Johnson discusses the different ways to measure cattle temperaments.
When they come into a squeeze chute, we can give them a score from 1 to 5 based on, you can't hear yourself talk because the chute is rattling so much. That'd be more like a 5, and stands there quietly would be a 1. And the other way we can evaluate temperament is the rate at which they leave the squeeze chute. And then another way to measure, this is probably not as practical, but I think you still notice it. The technical way would be to put an individual animal in a smaller pen with a human and watch the interaction and score it. But, you know, as you're working with a group of animals, the one in the back that looks like a deer with a head up, well, you know, again, this is one to note. And when we think about one of the values of evaluating temperament, if in any way we can get hurt by our livestock, the cost of that injury is so great. It's like, she can't be that good.
Johnson continues by explaining how temperaments can play a role in selections and culling.
If we sort heifers that are categorized as calm versus excitable, those heifers have reached puberty earlier that were calm. And we know that cows with an excitable temperament still get pregnant, but, you know, understand that it is impacting fertility. And then I think you think about this as a tool with heifer selection. So as she's nervous, she's not eating as much probably. So, you know, we know that nutritional status is going to also impact reproduction. And her nervousness probably has carryover effects to her counterparts. And so, again, that's information we could use for refining selection process, depending on what's on our selection list, I guess.
That's K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist Sandy Johnson with insight on cattle temperaments and how they play a role in reproduction and selections. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Get on target with the very best Hereford and Angus seed stock at the On Target Bull Sale north of Blue Rapids Saturday, March 18th at 1 o'clock. Featuring 35 Hereford bulls, 20 Hereford first calf pairs, and 12 Hereford heifers from Spring Hill Hereford, plus 27 Angus bulls and 10 Angus heifers from Alcove Cattle Company. New this year, 9 F1 heifers sired by Spring Hill Hereford bulls. Broadcast live on DV Auction. To see the catalog and videos, go online to OnTargetBullSale.com. For calving ease, performance, feedlot efficiency, and carcass quality, it's the On Target Bull Sale, Saturday, March 18th, 1 o'clock, the On Target Bull Development Center, 990 Tumbleweed Road, north of Blue Rapids, off Highway 77.
It'll never be as cool as Friday, but Tuesday does have a lot going for it. We will give it our best sales pitch today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 14th, the 73rd day of the year. Olympic gymnast Simone Biles and actor Billy Crystal were both born on this day. As days of the week go, Tuesday may have a humdrum reputation, but it turns out to be a great day for lots of activities. Dining out, for example. Well, many restaurants are closed on Mondays and will have freshly stocked kitchens on Tuesdays. Looking for a deal on airline tickets? Airlines often announce fare specials on Tuesday. If you need to schedule surgery, make it a Tuesday. According to folklore, it's more likely to be successful. And Tuesday's all business reputation is still intact. Business executives say today is usually the most productive day of the week. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for more best day activities? Find them online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 19 degrees, another chilly start. We'll be a little bit warmer. Seasonal highs around 50 on tap for your Tuesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the men's basketball college tournament is officially underway, starting this evening with the first four, kicking off with the first games tonight against SEMO and Texas A&M. That tip-off tonight at 5:40. Game number two includes number 11 Pittsburgh against number 11 Mississippi State. That tip-off at 8 p.m. For Kansas teams, we'll have to wait just a couple more days as the number one Kansas Jayhawks come up into the number one seed, taking on number 16 Howard. That tip-off at 1 p.m. on Thursday. Kansas State has their first round to play on Friday with an evening game at 8:40 against number 14 at Montana State. Other Big 12 teams include number 6 TCU, as they're set to be determined with their tip-off on Friday after the first four rounds. Number 3 Baylor is set to take on number 14 at UCSB. And the new Big 12 champions, the number 2 Texas Longhorns, will have their Thursday tip-off in round number 1 of the playoffs against number 15 Colgate. Wednesday's first four include FDU taking on Texas Southern and Nevada at Arizona State.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Marysville had three boys selected to the North Central Kansas All-League team, seniors Jack Lauer and Rhett Williams, and sophomore Willow Todd. They were joined by Abilene's Tristan Cotton and Stockton Timbrook, Clay Center's Mark Hoffman and Cole Pladsen, Concordia's Asen Cash and Joey Henderson, and Emory Wolf of Wamego. NCKL honorable mention went to Marysville seniors Peyton Smith and Rook Williams, Abilene's Grant Waite and Brax Fisher, Chapman's Keelan Groover, C.J. Holm, and Weston Langvart, Clay Sutter's Jace Weiler, Concordia's Peyton Breeze and Peyton Rutter, and Wamego's Drew Petty and Colin Donahue. Marysville boys won the league title, undefeated 10-0, with Abilene second at 7-3, Wamego finishing third at 5-4, Concordia fourth place, Chapman number 5, Clay Sutter rounding out the league race. Clay Center won on a 4A state, falling in the first round, and Marysville finished runner-up to Heston in 3A boys state. All NCKL girls first team includes Marysville junior Bella Rader, Clara Danifer of Abilene, Chapman's Maya Kirkpatrick and Kiera Jones, Clay Center's Reagan McDonald and Haley Bent, Charlie Cash of Concordia, and Wamego's Lexi Hecht, Ashton Pearson, and Trista Hubler. Honorable mention to Ava Locke and Alicia Freeze of Chapman, Taylor McDaniel and Carly Carlgren of Concordia, and Addison Denny and Riley Meinhardt of Wamego. As the Lady Raiders finished the regular season undefeated in league play atop the NCKL, Clay Center runner-up 6-4, then Chapman 5-5, Marysville finishes 4-6, Concordia 3-7, Abilene 2-8.
KNDY.
Guess I've ever loved another. Never once before did I really see the light. 'Cause they were barely friends and merely lovers. And it's taken what you've given me to feel like I do tonight. I am moved by the Spirit. Faithful arms I'm leaning. Once I was lost, but now I'm found forevermore. And I am moved by the Spirit. I am here to testify. Sky above.